love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, and celebrating today, my mom turned 101. Obviously, I haven't seen her in a while, which reminds me, it's been interesting that Erica Lee has asked for some photos and so forth. So I've started moving them. So if you go to kozlowski.org/photo, you'll have a whole bunch of photos of from the past. And more are going on, and I'm working on the navigation to make it easy to move around and find things. So pictures back, notably from World War II, but there are some more recent things already on there. I'll include in the email a link, or I'll include the photo of a gentleman who, one of the many who is trying to adjust his life because of the events in Afghanistan. And it's a photo of a guy who was an interpreter for the UK. You know, that's one of the issues that's been happening. A lot of people who are working for either the US government, the UK government, or other NATO governments, especially interpreters, a lot of them apparently being hung out to dry and have been going through some difficulties in the first place. So a photo of a gentleman who, the tagline, which he said was, "I haven't seen my family in 7.5 years." And it's kind of like, yeah, I can relate to this guy. Of course, anyway. One other thing I did today, because, you know, on the Afghanistan thing, there's a video going around of, and it's from over a decade ago, of a whole bunch of it was U.S. soldiers training Afghan soldiers. The question is, I don't know how much of this was an actual spoof, how much was really that level of incompetence, how much is it because they grabbed a bunch of people who were literally high, or something of that nature, or, you know, just simply that degree of incompetence. But anyway, a bunch of guys doing some really, really bad jumping jacks. So this morning, I went out to, the driveway, and with camera in hand, well, sort of, and there's now a video of me doing 128 jumping jacks, and I think you'll see the form is a little different. I'll give you the link for that. But one other thing happened is we did go on the hike. We did not go to Buzzard Point. We did go to Eureka Trail. Eureka Trail is a trail in the city of Athens. So it was, quite nearby. It was, well, it's near Chris's home. We actually stopped at his home briefly also. So we took that. And it's interesting because it's been growing over the years. It's almost flat, and it's almost completely straight, so it's kind of interesting, and it's an interesting because it's not paved, but it's kind of a really fine gravel, so it's really easy to walk on. But originally it was 3.9 miles, then it was 4.7, and as we were walking, they have a mile marker every tenth of a mile, so it was 4.7, 4.8, 4.9. And ended at 5.6. So we did the whole thing, round trip, so a little over 11 miles. And we did it at a good pace. We did not, when we got to the other end, there was basically no stopping. We're here, great, turn around, and we went back. So we did 11 miles continuous, which I think is the longest, because when we hike other places like Big Frog, or when we were at Buzzard Point last year, we get to a place, we spend a few moments looking around and doing things. In this case, we ran, we walked continuous for 11 plus miles. And it was kind of warm, so it was a good walk. And again, I invite especially George to do that with me. But one other thing really intensely impacted me, and that was after it was over, we went out to a restaurant, a little mom-and-pop place that was great. It had pork. It reminded me of, barbecue places in, Lexington. So very much that way. And so we grabbed some stuff, and we grabbed some water to drink. Sat down at the table outside, and then I looked and I realized it was Deer Park water. And I was thirsty as can be, and I just couldn't drink it. I simply could not drink it. So I stayed thirsty, ate my pork, which was kind of dry, but there was some potato salad and whatnot that helped, and some beans, pretty good beans. So that helped moisten me a bit, but I could not drink the water. Simply because Deer Park is now owned by Nestle. It's been that way for many years. And I will not buy a Nestle product, knowingly buy a Nestle product. And it was kind of like suddenly there, it was right there in front of me. I had it not just in my hand, or, you know, not just as an offer, but it was in my hand. It was in front of me. It was there for me to drink. And I couldn't do it. It's this idea of living a conviction. It was a strange experience. But, you know, because I did get back home, and it wasn't that day, but the following day, I think, I watched the video I did about Andropodistase, the enslaver. And there is the photo of the girl at the end. And I was just thinking of that girl intensely while we're sitting at the table. And say, no, I can't drink this water. I've become really strange, haven't I? It really impacted me significantly. Well, but anyway, I hope you will find the video of me doing jumping jacks as an encouragement, because I think what you'll see there is, I don't know how well you can see it, but it's a guy who has dropped a whole lot of weight compared to what you might remember me, and obviously in much better shape. I did wear, because, well, you know, normally when I'm here at home, especially in the summertime, I'm shirtless. There's no point. I simply don't put on a shirt. But I did put on one of the old ones when I went out to do the videos, simply because I didn't think it was. But anyway, but it wasn't really old shirt. Which looks. But anyway, I hope you will find that the man my wife married, the man who loves my wife intensely, is in good shape, in good health. Would love to share a hike with George and others. Last thing. Okay, on that hike, we did it in about 4 hours, I would say, roughly 4 hours. So, probably less than 4 hours, because we were probably at least 3 miles an hour. So it was probably under 4 hours. If I did it alone, because I've done it often, it would be under 3 hours, because I walk fast. Even at the end of the trail, there's kind of a two ways to end the trail. And Chris took the short way, and I took this extra loop. It added, I think, maybe a quarter mile. And I'm fast. I just picked up the speed, and I went fast for that. So I'm in good shape, and I would love to be able to walk with with George. And of course, I made a commitment to my wife to do what I can to live to be 90. The only issue I have is Takotsubo cardiomyopathy. And she's the only cure. My lady, I love you.